What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Getting on back to the very obvious media bias against Donald Trump, somebody pointed out that CNN's approval rating for Trump is 15 points lower than Rasmussen's. Now, in theory, these approval ratings are done by surveying the general population, and they should be relatively close to each other. I mean, yes, there's a margin for error depending upon how large a sample that you're doing. The larger the sample, the more accurate it's going to be. But 15 points, that's bias. That's definitely bias. Now, do you remember Cheryl Atkinson? She used to work for CBS, and when she was reporting on the Benghazi scandal, she came on out and basically said her computers were being hacked into. And CBS News spokeswoman Sonia McNair said at the time that a cybersecurity firm hired by CBS News has determined through forensic analysis that Atkinson's computer was accessed by an unauthorized external unknown party on multiple occasions in late 2012. Well, there was subsequently investigation, and now Cheryl Atkinson is saying that the Obama Department of Justice swapped out the hard drive while they had the computer in their possession. And I don't know if it like was really obvious or they copied all the files as a logical copy, but they wanted to get rid of what remained of that forensic evidence, possibly. But again, it's a lot of skullduggery going on over there in Washington, D.C. Now, apparently, a Massachusetts man has been charged with sending a threatening letter filled with white powder to Donald Trump Jr. that apparently sent his wife to the hospital, along with four other bizarre letters mailed to a California prosecutor, a law professor, a senator, and actor Antonio Sabato Jr. Now, this guy, Daniel Resilio, 24, was arrested after what prosecutors called a textbook federal investigation that traced the unsigned letters to him after he also ordered a glitter bomb for one of the recipients using his own name. Well, that was stupid to do. Apparently, this guy is an Adam Schiff supporter. And the first question that comes to my mind is, what prescription psychiatric medication is he on? Because this does not even live in the same time zone as rational, thoughtful behavior. Now, as you know, just recently, the case against the Bundys was thrown out by Judge Navarro, Gloria Navarro, basically in January, dismissed with prejudice this whole case that was going on. And a lot of people are still wondering, what was that all about? What was that really all about? And what it was about was the greed of a certain Senator Reed, Harry Reid. And what happened was that Harry Reid wanted to cash in on the Obama taxpayer-funded solar energy products. And he got into a partnership with a Chinese energy giant, ENN, and they wanted to build a solar panel factory there in the middle of Nevada. And they wanted the land that Bundy was grazing his cattle on. So it was a classic case of a land snatch, right out of Blazing Saddles. Bundy's only offense was he was grazing his cattle on open land in Nevada that his family had used for decades. And Senator Reid was willing to allow the Department of Justice to engage in prosecutorial misconduct so he could grab for himself and his family a fortune derived from the solar energy. Now, when the solar energy fiasco failed, the Obama administration had to keep pushing the prosecution of the Bundys to cover up what this is really all about. And that's the backstory. And everybody thought Judge Navarro, who was an Obama appointee, was just going to send the Bundys away and that was going to be it. And she surprised everybody. And she said the prosecutorial misconduct was just too blatant to be ignored. And she dismissed the charges with prejudice, which means the Bundys cannot be tried again. That's the backstory on that. All right, let's grab a phone call here from Nick in England. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. And I'll bet you're going to talk about how cold it is.
Oh, how did you guess? I was going to surprise you.
I'm a mind reader. How do you do? You're very pleased to meet me.
Amazing. Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, you'll be delighted to know that I'm nice and warm and snug in my flat here, and children are nicely warm and in bed, and it's an igloo outside. It's incredible. I mean, it's been freezing for the last week or so, and, you know, it's sub-zero out there. It's like we're in Siberia or Canada or somewhere, but... you know, it's like the whole country has been, it's the whole country. I mean, London, you know, it's working, but there's limited bus services, limited train services and so on. And I'm down here in the southwest of England, and, you know, where I live is actually a really nice little microclimate, where it's actually quite a decent climate here. And, you know, one of the local towns nearby has actually got a few palm trees. You know, it's remarkable. But this whole area, there's a red warning, which is the highest level for danger area. And I got a mate who's lived here in this part of the world for 37 years. And he said about 10 years ago, there was a little bit of light slow in this town. But it went after a couple of days. I mean, it was light. And it's just been snowing all day. It was snowing yesterday. It's been snowing all day today. I mean, stunningly beautiful, but there's just abandoned buses and cars everywhere. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. It's just remarkable. I mean, some of the country has gone down to minus 16 degrees. So I've been scouring the BBC and the press out here. I'm trying to find references to global warming, but I'm really sorry to tell you, haven't been able to find any.
They're trying to figure out a way. They're still pushing this idea that global warming is why we're getting these harsh winters now. And of course, in the 1990s, global warming is why we're never going to see harsh winters again. And it's like they blame the Russians for everything. Weather gets hotter, it's global warming. Weather gets colder, it's global warming.
I hadn't thought it might be the Russians' fault. That hadn't occurred to me.
Somebody actually came up with that and said that along with all of their fancy new nuclear weapons, Russia has a cold beam, and they are using it to freeze the rest of the world. That's why it's the new Cold War. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I'm going to be scouring the scientific press here in Britain, because I bet you at some point later this year there'll be some paper will be produced. It'll say, hey, this is the hottest year on record.
Well, they're already saying that about last year, and we had record snow there. I mean, the lies are just becoming so obvious, you know. And I don't know if they're still pushing it because they think we're all going to agree to let a global environmental authority run our lives, or if they still think they're going to succeed in getting a carbon tax on us, or if they're just trying to save face by not having to admit how completely wrong they were on this.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we should be... burning a bit more, increasing our carbon footprint? Is that what we need to do?
Well, unfortunately, it turns out that Al Gore and the carbon Nazis were wrong, and this actually comes from NASA. Carbon dioxide actually acts as an atmospheric coolant. But I think what's going on right now is the sun is just getting a little dimmer and dimmer. Apparently the forecasts are it's actually going to lose a significant part of its energy before it starts to regain the cycle. This is a repeat of the Little Ice Age that we're going into. That means the winter fare is going to come back on the Thames. The big problem, of course, is having enough energy to keep all of the huge and growing populations of Europe alive. And I understand that already there's a gas shortage in Great Britain that's been caused by this incredible storm.
They're talking about it. They're saying that tomorrow they may announce, the Met Office might announce here that today's been the coldest day in March since records began. But what strikes me about this, I mean, the last time I had a conversation with my favorite social justice warrior, the conversation came around to climate change, and I said to her, actually, I always thought it was global warming, so-called. But it was an incredibly deeply unsatisfying conversation. And when I told her that I was very skeptical about global warming, and I thought it was all a bit of a big hoax, she looked at me like I'd grown an extra head or something. And then she went into a hysterical rant about Trump pulling out of the Paris Accord. And And I said, well, good for him. I mean, you know, why not? And the look on her face, I mean, she was ready to commit me to a lunatic asylum. You know, I mean, it's a religious cult for these people.
It is.
The only way I can describe it.
It is. I mean, liberalism in gender is caught up in a fantasy world, and they seem to believe that if they just believe in these fantasies enough, it will come to pass. No, I'm sorry. You've all been screaming, the world is warming. Look out the window. And how are you going to – I imagine probably a lot of these liberal global warming people are being triggered. They look out the window, and they have to get out their Play-Doh or those little plastic pop buttons.
Exactly.
You know, going to therapy.
Yeah, I said to her at this point, look, I mean, don't you think that if you're going to discuss the temperature of the Earth, don't you think that it's relevant, the distance of the sun from the Earth is a relevant factor? At which point she just kind of, you know, just got hysterical with me and changed the subject and almost started screaming at me, like, you know, the usual liberal reaction. I then, you know, brought the subject back. I said, well, don't you, I mean, you know, use your analytical mind. I mean, I wanted to say, if you have one, but of course, far too discreet to say something like that. And then just apply a little bit of analytical logic. But, you know, there's no sense of having a reasoned conversation with these people. That's what I find so profoundly disturbing.
It is a cult. It's been turned into a personality cult. They just have something that they believe, and they're warriors fighting for it. They're fighting against human-caused global warming, no matter how much snow is coming on down. They're fighting for men to be able to use the women's room and so forth and so on. And they just get caught up in this idea that they're on a modern crusade and that somehow they're correcting the wrongs of society, when in point of fact, they're only making things worse.
There was an interesting BBC debate on climate change or global warming last year, and because all the people on there were just, they read the party line, was on the BBC. They had to have one person on there that was nominally showing the other side, and they had Piers Corbyn, who is the brother of Jeremy Corbyn. Jeremy Corbyn, of course, is beloved of the BBC because he's a wonderful socialist, and they think he's, you know, a great person because of that, not some ghastly right-winger. And so Piers Corbyn, you would have thought that they would have accorded him a certain degree of respect. I mean, he's a respected meteorologist. He's a total, he doesn't believe in climate change in any way, shape, or form. But the way that he was treated on this debate was shocking. It was like he had leprosy or something. They wouldn't let him finish sentences or interrupting him the whole time. The moderator was doing this. And even somebody who's that related to somebody who, you know, like Corbyn, who they love and adore, they treated even him despicably. And so there is just no way of having a reasoned debate at all.
They don't want to have a reasoned debate. They understand the reason for the hysterics and the media manipulation and this kind of abuse of doubters is they know they can't have a rational debate. They will lose. The numbers are against them. Starting at the end of the 1990s, they started trying to rig the data, and now it's all come on out. And even today, we're seeing these reports coming where NOAA, again, is found cooking the books, trying to keep selling this idea that the world is getting warmer and that humans are to blame. And the fact of the matter is that climate does change all by itself. It always has. It always will. There's never been a time in the history of planet Earth where the climate wasn't changing. But Al Gore did a typical political thing. He took something that's happening normally and naturally, declared it to be a disaster, and then offered to sell everybody the solution. And then Mother Nature went the other way on him.
Very inconvenient. Well, they used to grow wild. They used to several hundred years ago, you know, in the north of England. I mean, of course, science, climate's always changed. It's I'm just going to have a lot of fun in the next few weeks talking to various people saying, do you still believe in global warming? It's going to it'll give me a little bit of amusement anyway. It's the only thing I can
It certainly will. And I'll tell you what would also give me amusement is if you take pictures, if you could send some along to me.
Oh, I'd be delighted to. And as I say, this little town here where I live, 37 years my mates lived here. 10 years ago, there was a tiny little bit of snow. And today, there's just been a blizzard all day, and it was yesterday. And it's beautiful, but it's here. We clearly, you know, we don't pay enough tax. There's not enough ability to deal with the infrastructure.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Unfortunately, I guess the British government could take some of that money they've put into nuclear weapons and they could, you know, pop one off really high overhead to melt the snow. And hopefully the radiation won't be too much of a problem. Anyway, Nick, stay warm. Stay safe.
And great, thanks. Nice to talk to you. And send my best to the Lady Claire. I hope she gets better very soon.
She is getting better, slow but sure. All right, we're going to switch over to Laura in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was going to say to that fellow in England, I thought that because the Gulf of Mexico, that oil disaster, that it disrupted the Gulf Stream and that England was going to be cold from now on because they weren't getting the Gulf Stream warped.
Well, no, in point of fact, no, the Gulf Stream wasn't disrupted. It was toxified, and a lot of areas that rely on fishing on the eastern seaboard and the Gulf of Mexico, they're going out of business. They can't catch any seafood that anybody wants to eat. But the fact is the cold snap is not just hitting England. They've got a major one underway in the southern Great Plains states and the Pacific Northwest, record-setting cold there. And obviously those areas are not affected by the Gulf Stream.
Also, while we're talking about England, a couple of Fridays ago on Restore the Republic, it's on after Kelso's show, they had a talk show host from Great Britain. He loves Donald Trump. He said Donald Trump was the first president that he felt was his president also. But the thing was, this guy, his name is Graham, he has a constitutional group in England, and they try to fight the corrupt parliament. And the Fabians, he said, he fights the Fabians over there in England. Anyway,
yes.
A couple of cute things that he does. They're very activist-minded. One thing they did was they built a gallows and put it on a trailer. So whenever a corrupt politician is speaking somewhere, they go and park it in front of where they're speaking. And the sign on the gallows says, this is what happens to corrupt and treasonous politicians. And then the other thing that they do is whenever there's one of the politicians are out speaking, they call their equivalent of 911. I can't remember what the number was. And they'll say, we want a citizen's arrest of so-and-so for treason or whatever. That's how they get a lot of reaction to that. I thought it was kind of cute what they did.
Yeah, it's also illegal to call the police and say you want some, or if you're talking citizens' arrest for treason, you got to be really careful. You could very quickly, in the enthusiasm, cross a line and find yourself in some legal trouble, and probably we probably need some kind of a guidebook for modern activists that say, this is what you're allowed to do. This is what's protected by the First Amendment. These are the things you should not do. And I'm sure they're already out there because every time we go to a protest, the organizers are already out there saying, remember, they're going to be infiltrators. They're going to be agent provocateurs. If there's somebody in your midst who's urging violence, you just form a circle around them and point at them and call for help from our security people. Because these things are a reality. Anyway, listen, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And we're going to start with Richard in Washington, but I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. Richard, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just giving you kudos for the fact that there was a double Michael presentation today. You're both right on target. And the thing that I wanted to bring out was the fact that we talk as if media disinformation and martial law and all these other terms are just happening in our generation. But if you actually study the history, you can take this all the way back. There's a book called Ubuntu, which shows us the first way to control the masses was the creation of money. And then it goes on.
Okay, Richard, got to put you on hold. We've got to do commercials.
Okay.
I'll come right back to you after these words from our sponsor.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges?
You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Richard in Washington. And Richard, you were talking about control over people. And you made the comment that the first way of controlling people was the invention of money. And I have to disagree with that. Throughout all of human history, there have been those few who feel that they have a right to control everybody else around them, and they'll use whatever is available. It may be money. It may be media. It could be this big club that you have just at the doorway of your cave. That is unfortunately the reality of human nature.
Oh, no, I fully support that. What I'm saying was one of the first ways they started doing it way, way, way back was money. Then it came to, like I said, with the Roman Empire, food. They turned us on to carbohydrates versus hunter-gatherer materials that are actually more designed for health. And while we're on that subject, I mentioned on Michael Herzog's show a book called Why We Sleep. I recommend that for everybody. The only things we have control over, even though we're trying to be controlled by the powers that be, is over our health. And that's systematically being destroyed. And
yes.
One of the ways that we can regain some control is by controlling our input into our own bodies. And sleep is the most significant input that we don't really realize how significant that is, second being diet and third being exercise. But those things we do have control over, and we should really concentrate on those, because the more healthy we are, the better we are to have clear minds and be able to recognize the facts of control. But what I brought up on Michael's show was a book called The Secret of the Incas by William Sullivan, and then a book called The Book of Hiram by Christopher Knight and Robert Loomis. And what both of these books point out was there was a culture way before the biblical cultures, even the Sumerians and the Babylonians. They were called, I think it was the grooved ware people. And basically, we don't get any notice of them. Yeah, we don't.
Well, that's because we can't figure out who they were. I mean, there's nothing to say. Yes, they were here. They made this ceramic pottery with grooves in it, from which they get the name grooveware. They haven't found anything else about it because, like the people of Hawaii, they didn't leave anything that survived and preserved. The ancient Hawaiians made everything out of palm fronds and the soft wood of the trees. Very little rock carving. Unless you go down to Easter Island or Tahiti, and those monuments all survived. But we don't know who built Göbekli Tepe. They're still trying to figure that out. I'm absolutely convinced there's a lot more human history out there. We have no clue it was there. There could have been advanced civilizations before the last great ice age that just got ground into dust by the glaciers, and we'll never know that they were there.
Exactly, and that's what I keep trying to point out is, we don't know exactly when the first attempts at control over us took place and how significant they were, because these cultures, like you pointed out, either didn't have a written language, didn't have any way to document that written language or whatever, and then we just assume these civilizations were you know, dumb and savage or whatever. But you actually study what little remnants we have of their civilizations, they were more sophisticated than we were. They were tracking the cosmos, and the main one was they had a length of time that was, it was called the megalithic yard that was used for all these stone structures that we still have, and we don't know who built or whatever. Tack that on to ignorance, but basically if you do study it, what you find is these people were tracking the cosmos so they could enhance their growth of food and enhance the time of date.
We still do that today with the Farmer's Almanac. I mean, I grew up as a farm kid. I understand the importance of knowing the right time to plant and the right time to harvest. And obviously, these ancient societies, they didn't have the type of distractions that we have. So, yeah, the sky was entertainment as well as being a calendar for the growing season. But again, I know exactly when the first attempt at control over us began, and it was illustrated quite splendidly in Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, when that first man ape picked up that bone and clubbed the other man ape into submission. That kind of behavior existed long before money, long before anything else. The idea of control by one human over another, that's part of human nature. And you can't just say it's because of food or it's because of religion or it's because of money. Those who seek control will use whatever is out there that they can use to exercise control. Fear, the fear of the terrorists, fear of the Russians, they're trying to use that one on us right now. The use of lies and misinformation to keep us seeing the world differently than it really is. But again, the ability to control is not predicated on any of the methods being used. It is simply part of human nature. And it always has been, and sadly, unfortunately, it always will be. And our founding fathers tried to set up a government that was going to be somewhat safe from this natural instinct of ambitious people. And it did last about 200 years. Unfortunately, it's in serious trouble now. Richard, I got to let you go. We got to do another commercial break, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're way behind on the talking points, so let me get some news out here. Apparently, representatives from the United States, Britain, France, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan, just those five countries, met last January in Washington, D.C., to draw up their new plans for the Middle East. And obviously, Ankara is alarmed that this new plan for the Middle East does not include Turkey. I'm sure Assad feels exactly the same way. This is a redo of World War I. Go into the Middle East, conquer it all, redraw the borders to the advantage of outsiders, and just go ahead. Now, interesting little article came out of the original antiwar.com. Syria, are we in or out? And they're pointing to these conflicting memorandum that keep coming on out. On February 11th, SecDef Mattis stressed that with ISIS defeat, there's no plan for a deeper U.S. commitment in Syria. And then several weeks later, on February 23rd, Donald Trump said pretty much the same thing, saying that the 1,700 to 2,000 U.S. troops in the country would go home after ISIS had been beaten. Well, that didn't happen. In a pair of letters issued just recently, Pentagon and State Department officials indicated the Trump administration envisions U.S. soldiers remaining on the ground in Syria and Iraq indefinitely, even after Islamic State militants have been defeated, and does not believe it needs additional permission from Congress to do so. Well, it is obvious right now that because of the deep state's hatred for Donald Trump, they're not really listening to him. And part of the president's job is to create a unified policy. And so what we have here is the government, the institutional government, starting to fragment and factionalize, each pushing their own agenda. And we shouldn't be willing to accept anything that any agency or the Pentagon says that Trump is thinking. We need to wait for Trump himself to come on out and tell us, because a lot of people are apparently being very loosey-goosey with quoting him. And we need to be very, very careful about that. Now, apparently the Syrian army has overrun the militant defenses in eastern Ghouta. And they apparently the militants continue to sabotage the daily humanitarian pauses, which were started on the 27th. Basically what it is the militants are using snipers to keep the civilians in Ghouta scared and in their homes, because they want to be able to say, oh, look, Assad is killing civilians. Russia is killing civilians. And, of course, the whole idea of the humanitarian pause is to let the civilians get out, but the militants will not let them go. The U.S. has deployed 600 additional troops in Syria's at Tanf, adjacent to the Iraqi border, and it's comprised of special forces soldiers. It's arrived at the base at Tanf, which was established by the U.S. 2 years ago, which is kind of weird when you consider that Syria doesn't want them there. In fact, right now, according to government slaves, the U.S. has built 20 military bases in Syria's Kurdish-held north. That's a lot of military bases. And apparently these new U.S. forces at Tanf is saying that they have arrived with armored vehicles. So it's a heavy deployment here. The U.S. is threatening a guerrilla war against Russia in Syria. The U.S. is going to provide military aid to any force fighting the legitimate Syrian government. Seems to me that we got into one of these proxy guerrilla wars with Russia once before, back in this place called Vietnam, and it just didn't really work on out all that well. Story out of Sputnik News. Western media coverage of Syria, a big, bright, shining lie. Well, of course, truth is always the first casualty of war. And yeah, we're being fed all this propaganda. The government is giving these professional liars and trolls tens of millions of dollars of your money to lie to you and to trick you and to deceive you. And the corporate media coverage of the conflict in eastern Ghouta leaves much to be desired. And what's really going on the ground in Ghouta is not being reflected in the Western media narrative. Remember the other day we reported on this so-called Syrian activist who went out with this Facebook post to bring awareness to the suffering of the civilians of Syria under that evil Assad. And then he got busted because the pictures he was using were actually taken in Gaza and Mosul. Story out of Sputnik News again. A representative of the U.S. mission to the United Nations has stated Washington will continue telling the world about Iran's actions until Tehran halts its activities. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley has said that the U.S. and its partners will take actions on their own if Russia is going to continue to cover for Iran. Well, here is the issue. We're hearing a lot of claims that Iran did this and Iran did this and Iran is terrible, blah, 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 blah. Exactly the same stuff we heard before the U.S. went into Afghanistan. Exactly the same thing we heard before the U.S. went into Iraq. Exactly the same thing we heard when the U.S. was going into Syria. And we know it's all USDA choice bovine excrement. So basically what Nikki Haley is saying is that if Russia doesn't go along with our lies, we're going to be unilateral. Now, the Russian foreign minister is once again accusing the United States of violating the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, basically saying that by training NATO allies to use U.S. nuclear arms installed on European territory. Now, here's what's going on. Those NATO nations do not have their own nuclear weapons. They are not signatories to the NNPT. And the U.S. is turning them into proxy nuclear armed states. They're really going to do it. They're really going to do this. Now, Putin is taking off the gloves here. As you know, the new U.S. nuclear posture allows a nuclear attack in response to a conventional attack, which means if Russia were to bomb one of our bases in the Middle East, under this new nuclear posture, Trump has the authority to launch a nuclear strike on Russia. Putin has come on out and said, if the United States uses a nuke against Russia, Russia will respond in kind. They're just going to uncork on both sides. Now, during Russia's equivalent of the State of the Union speech, Putin came on out and basically said that America's attempt to prevent Russia from acquiring new weapons has failed. And he said all the sanctions, all of the blockading, all of this stuff was an attempt to reduce Russia to being weaker than the United States, and the United States has failed. Now, as I mentioned with that caller before, right now in terms of nuclear warheads actually in service, both countries have stockpiles where they're stored, but they're not in a position to be fired. Russia has almost as many as the United States, and theirs tend to be larger. So basically, Russia has unveiled three new weapons, or confirmed them. We've been actually talking about some of them for a while now, but it's officially confirmed. And the first one is a new ICBM, very long range, very intelligent, able to steer. NATO has designated it the Satan II. Make it sound really evil and nasty. And Putin is out there saying that this missile is designed to evade all Western anti-missile systems. And we have been talking to you for quite some time, months, maybe years, about word that Russia had developed a maneuverable reentry vehicle for their MIRV warheads. Now, all of the U.S. ballistic missile defense, all of the Western missile defense, Patriot, Iron Dome, THAAD, are based on a doctrine of a predictable inbound ballistic path. You track it with radar. You have a little computer that says, okay, at this point in time, this warhead will be at this location. That's your aiming point. But with a maneuverable warhead, these systems are obsolete because the warhead is dipsy-doodling and it's corkscrewing and it's weaving back and forth and it's going up and down. And a little onboard navigation computer is going to make sure it hits where it's supposed to hit. But on its way there, it's going to follow an unpredictable path. Now, the second weapon that has been declared is apparently a nuclear-powered cruise missile. And I finally got to see the demonstration video of this. And, it appears that Russia has revived the American design of using a fission reactor as an energy source in a jet turbine engine. So it doesn't need kerosene. It's using uranium. And again, this was something the U.S. developed back in the 50s. I think they called it Project Orion. I may be hazy on that one. But apparently it gives this cruise missile incredibly long range. And, of course, it is all also nuclear armed. The third one is this autonomous drone, underwater drone, that can be launched from a submarine. Or an aircraft. It's also nuclear powered, which means it can swim for thousands and thousands of miles. It is autonomous and apparently can be used to hunt down and attack an entire fleet of ships. Yes, it's got a nuclear warhead. So we'll see. It is scary how close we are to all of this. Now, Putin also came on out and said that Russia has succeeded in developing a usable hypersonic craft. That means a vehicle that travels anywhere between Mach 8 and maybe Mach 25, which is orbital speed, I might add, and is able to sustain that. And we know that China's been developing one. There have actually been videos of it that made the internet. We know the U.S. has been trying to develop one. They were trying to develop one back in the 1980s with what was then called the Scramjet program. But Russia is saying they have achieved theirs. They've got theirs running, and it's ready to go. So the gloves have come on off, and I think Putin is trying to send a message. Don't get into a fight that you can't win, which is also the same thing I am saying. Because we've been hearing all these horrible reports about American weapons, how much they cost, how badly they work. We're hearing now that the two classes of littoral combat ships, the Freedom class and the Independence class, they're just going to be scrapped. They can't get the modular weapon system to work correctly. They're going to go back to the drawing board. All it takes is money. And yet somehow the Russians, with much less military spending and dealing with sanctions, are able to put out some very terrifying pieces of hardware. Turkey is still making noises about wanting to invade the Greek islands that used to belong to the Ottoman empires. And their argument is that if you look at the islands, you can still see all the mosques and all the other architectural remains of the Ottoman Empire. And I don't know, with Turkey possibly coming into the crosshairs of the United States and Great Britain and Saudi Arabia and Jordan, and I forget the fifth one up there, you'd think they'd sort of develop a sense of perspective. Now, as you know, Benjamin Netanyahu is dealing with this corruption case. A lot of his associates have already been arrested. At least one of them has agreed to turn state's evidence against him. And the Israeli media, which actually the one that involves part of the corruption, favorable treatment in exchange for positive country, are out there trying to write articles projecting Netanyahu's crimes onto the Palestinians, by saying, basically, shame on those Palestinian journalists who applauded and admired the fact that Netanyahu was now being arrested. You know, that's bad journalism. We shouldn't be listening to them. Well, how about if we talk about the corruption rather than people's reaction to the corruption? Because that really is the story. Now, if you're a shortwave listener and I was, as a kid, built a nice little Heathkit shortwave radio with glass tubes in it, which actually lasted until we were living in Washington State. And it was actually still working. I gave it away to a neighbor who wanted to get into shortwave. So you're familiar with the Voice of America, which is a well-known U.S. propaganda channel that broadcasts to the rest of the world. And a lot of people are starting to realize just how out there they are, because Voice of America is now claiming that Israel wants to help Gaza. And that is a real bizarre take on reality, because Israel, more than any other state in the world, has led the charge in reducing Gaza to economic desperation. And this claim that Israel is trying to help Gaza flies in the face of 10 years of an Israeli siege and three devastating wars, which is why even if I were into shortwave today, I would not be listening to Voice of America. Article that came out of Desert Peace, basically describing how Israel is very clearly descending into fascism. And Steve Amsel is saying it may not be too late to turn it around, but he's saying too much tears and blood have already been shed. And descent into fascism tends to be a one-way street. It tends to be permanent until that fascism collapses. We certainly saw that in Italy. We've seen it in every other fascistic country. And Israel is hardly alone in the idea of a nation that was once a republic or democratic sinking into fascism, because we have that problem here right now. We really, really do. Now, this is a piece of Warbeck's bovine excrement, And it's a claim that North Korea is sending missile and chemical weapons parts to Syria. Oh, those bad North Koreans, they're sending these parts to Syria. And this is coming out of this report, supposedly by United Nations experts. It's already been leaked to news organizations, but not released publicly. So all we're hearing about what's in this report is what the corporate media tells us. And there have been cases before where the corporate media will say this United Nations report says this and that. And then when it's finally made public, we find out there was some exaggeration going on. So please keep that in mind. Anyway, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And again, back to that story, Warbex, North Korea sending missile chemical weapons parts to Syria. I think what this is, they're trying to manufacture a link between North Korea and Syria to justify attacking North Korea, because they don't really have anything to go on. North Korea hasn't done anything other than to prepare to defend itself. And by the way, have you noticed how much U.S. foreign policy has come to resemble a gangster movie? You know, like the Godfather movies, you know, get rid of your nuclear weapons or we're going to put a horse's head in your bed. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just want to comment about that Florida shooting. Maybe it wasn't so much the police outside was afraid to go in too early. Maybe they said, you know, don't go in too early because we want to get some more casualties. The more the better. And wait to let firing starts tapering off before you go in there. And the guy had 33 years anyway in, and he was probably ready to retire. When they said he quit, he probably just retired, you know, because he was probably going to do it anyway. So, and what happened
I imagine
to that?
he probably got a handsome payoff, and he's going to go enjoy his money now. But yes, very clearly, keeping the medics out of the building was intended to maximize the body count for this last push for a gun ban, as well as to make sure that the medics did not see the real shooters, because that wasn't supposed to happen. Everybody was supposed to be cowering under their desks. And we had this one teacher who saw the shooters. And by the way, apparently there is a photo out there now of three of these guys dressed this way, you know, unloading their stuff into a car taken apparently by a student. And here's where it gets interesting. This teacher said she thought it was a police officer, but here's where it falls apart, because police, SWAT, FBI, when they wear that kind of equipment, there's always an identifying logo sprayed on the front and the back. And this outfit didn't have any of that, according to the teacher.
Yeah, is that video still on YouTube, or did they take it down? I've heard talking.
Which video is that one?
Well, I saw it, on YouTube, where she was saying she went face-to-face with the teacher and has face covered.
The video has been taken off YouTube, but it's been put up all kinds of other places. I've even been sent a hard copy of it, which I'm going to keep just in case.
The same thing with that girl who said there was definitely more than one shooter, right? She was talking to him, and they were shooting on the other side of the school.
That's right. And she was talking to the accused shooter, Nicholas Cruz. That one's being taken down. They're trying really, really hard to keep this story going. And by the way, a member just posted that, yes, already the gun grabbers are using that teacher in Georgia who fired a shot in his classroom to say, see, arming the teachers is a bad idea. Only a gun grab will fix this. Only banning guns and ending the Second Amendment. That's the only possible solution.
Yeah,
all right, anyway, listen.
Too, so they're probably going to collect those, too. Okay, Mike.
Oh, yeah. No, the gun grabbers want all the guns. They even want the black powder muskets. We've got to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the call, Terry. We'll be back with more phone calls.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.